This is a CBC podcast. Step into the confessional. Host Chrissy Holmes brings you unforgettable confessions from everyday Canadians who are ready to air their dirty laundry. Sometimes the stories are serious. Sometimes they're hilarious. But no matter what, they're always surprising. It's time to shake the skeletons out of your closet. Go to cbc.ca/theconfessional for more.
From the Shell Theatre in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta.
Which is?
You know what a fort is, right?
Right.
And you know what Saskatchewan is, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Is it a fort?
No.
Is it in Saskatchewan?
No.
So there you go.
It's the Irrelevant Show!
Where's the cat?
He's in the other room doing his business.
Aw, here he comes. Hello, Mittens.
Oh, hey, little guy. Are you done doing your business?
I wish. I'm up to my ears in paperwork on the Henderson account. Jen in finance still hasn't gotten me last month's invoices. In fact, word around the water cooler is the whole company might be bankrupt by the fourth quarter.
Really?
No, I was just taking a dump in a box of sand. I mean, come on, man, I'm a cat.
Right.
So, if anyone needs me, I'll be napping for 3 hours, and then I'll spend the rest of the day staring at something on the wall that doesn't exist. See you at dinner.
Hey, Jen, want to grab some sushi for lunch?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's go to Bento Miyake Sushi. It's up on the corner here. They have the best caterpillar roll. It actually looks like a caterpillar.
That place on the corner? No, that's not Bento Miyake. That's Hiroki Yama Sushi House.
No, you're thinking of the place across the street. And it's called Shibusen Yakiniku House. I'm talking about the place up here on the corner with the caterpillar roll, Tamayaki Sushi.
You just said that place was called Bento Miyake Sushi.
Did I? No, it's definitely Tamaya Sushi.
I really don't think that's correct.
Well, I'm 60% sure that it's quite correct.
When you walk in, is there a porcelain cat?
Yeah.
And a koi tank?
Uh-huh.
And a little plug-in Zen water fountain by the cash register?
Yeah.
But they don't take debit?
That's the one. And for transactions under $10,
there's a 50-cent charge.
Yeah. Right. So we're both talking about the same place.
Yeah. No, that place is called Kishimoto Sushi Time.
No, it's not. It's called Tamrashi Sushi.
Aw, I don't even feel like eating sushi anymore.
Let's just drive through someplace crappy.
Okay.
Don't let this happen to you. Hi, I'm Dan and I'm Japanese. I've opened a new sushi place where the name is as simple and as elegant as the food. It's called That Sushi Place. Oh, you know the one. What is it? With the koi tank and the porcelain cat. And they don't take debit. That one, yeah. No, that's the one. Let's go there. Sushi. Come on in. We take debit.
The Irrelevant Show presents a public service announcement, a message to Wayne.
Wayne, nobody touched your iPad. You probably left it at home or in your car, wherever you left it every other time this happened. We know it will be back on your desk Monday morning, and you'll have to pretend you didn't call us thieves, and we'll have to pretend we're not all getting tired of this. So please, the next time you can't find something, have a good look around you before you start accusing the rest of us.
This has been a message to Wayne, the false accuser, and to all the Waynes in all our lives, from The Irrelevant Show. Are you sick and tired of boring old breakfast?
Yes, I am, and so are my kids.
So are we!
I
feel like we've tried everything to re-engage ourselves with breakfast, but nothing works for dumb kids like us.
We're just too stupid.
Then boy, oh boy, do I have a trick for you.
It's not brunch, is it? We find brunch revolting.
Nope, it's not brunch. It's lunch-shaped breakfast.
I don't think I get it. Is it lunch food and breakfast food on the same plate?
No, that would be brunch. It's all breakfast food, but it's in the shape of lunch.
Like I said earlier, we're pretty deficient. You're gonna have to explain this one.
You know eggs?
Yes.
You know soup?
I don't like where this is going.
Soup-shaped eggs.
So it's some sort of brunch?
No, it's breakfast foods in the fun-filled shape of lunch. Rice-shaped bacon, cola-shaped milk, a tuna salad-shaped bowl of Count Chocula.
I don't understand how this is a product.
What does God think about you doing this to brunch?
It's not brunch, and I don't know what God thinks about it, but I did ask a spirit on a Ouija board what he thought of it, and he said that this is a great idea, and that it was his downstairs neighbor with the initials RT who murdered him in 1936.
Okay, can you explain the difference between this and brunch? Because to me, it just sounds like brunch.
Brunch is breakfast and lunch foods together in one meal. This is all breakfast foods, but they're in the shape of lunch.
Can you give us an example?
Another one? Okay, macaroni and cheese-shaped yogurt and granola.
How much does this brunch cost?
Not a brunch, and I don't know, not that much.
Where do we get this brunch?
Still not brunch, and you just make it yourself at home, I guess. No profit.
You paid for airtime to advertise a conceptual idea for a brunch with no business model in place?
It's not brunch!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from the Shell Theatre in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, sketches, or whole episodes, just go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a comment about the show, drop us a line. Our email address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. Or send us some awesome artwork like Irrelevant Show listener Lucy from Ottawa. Hi, Lucy! Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by the exciting new movie from Irrelevant Studios.
In a world without laws, outlaws have become the only law. And when a power-crazed general takes over a tropical nation with an army of genetically enhanced super soldiers, only one thing can prevent a worldwide nuclear war. The greatest team of mercenaries ever assembled. This fall, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bruce Willis, Jason Statham, Jackie Chan, Chuck Norris, Pat Morita, and Steven Seagal star in The Regrettables. Could a team loaded with this many heroes actually stop an evil force this great, this terrifying? No. That's why they also need the help of Kiefer Sutherland, Kurt Russell, Clint Eastwood, Vin Diesel, Gerard Butler, Liam Neeson, Nicolas Cage, Will Smith, and an animated Bruce Lee. Finally, there may now be a team capable of taking down evil once and for all. But not without the help of their allies, Pierce Brosnan, The Rock, Clive Owen, Piers Morgan, LL Cool J, Sean Bean, Mr. Bean, Ed Asner, and Damon Wayans as the voice of Niku the Dwarf. This fall, evil has met its match. The Regrettables, coming to a theater near you. thought the commercial was over, didn't you? Wrong. Dead wrong. That team of mercenaries wouldn't come anywhere close to stopping this kind of ultimate evil. That's why they'll also need Ray Liotta, Larry David, Tony Shalhoub, Loblaw's owner Galen Weston, a cup of probiotic yogurt, Galen Weston's buddy, Craig, TV's Urkel, knuckleballer R.A. Dickey, John Ralston Saul, Beyonce, a young Fred Savage, and Weewa, the horny computer, voiced by Sir Gilbert Gottfried. This fall, evil gets its just desserts, and dessert is dead pie with a side of dead. Did I mention Annie Potts? No? Okay, well, she's in it too. Delta Burke as well. Actually, the whole cast of Designing Women. Who else? Oh, Rob Schneider and Carrot Top are in there. But they don't have speaking roles, so don't worry. Okay, that's it. The Regrettables, this fall. Oh, wait, one last thing. Do you want to be in it? Seriously, you can. No? Okay, just checking. Regrettables.
The Regrettables, proud sponsor of today's episode of The Irrelevant Show. And now, please welcome this week's musical guest, Jocelyn Auf with Jan Randall.
Everybody on the floor, listen up. I've got some wisdom to share.
Are any of you listening?
No, you're too busy dancing and kissing.
You don't really care.
Don't matter what I say, because lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all. You're here to dance the night away, so lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all.
You can't hear my voice, all you hear is the bass. I used to know all the words to my songs just in case. Defeat. No one hears the words, they only hear the beat. I'll phone it in tonight, because lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all. Going through my mail, alright, because lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all.
Enjoy these free coupons, do you need your furnace cleaned? Motivated buyers, hey, a thing of Listerine. Here's a letter from my landlord saying turn the music down. I should tell his wife what happens when she is out of town. That lady pulls up in her Audi. Oh,
lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all.
And the noises get real rowdy now.
Lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all.
Oh yeah, boy, check it out. The area of the square of the high upon a new equal to the sum of the square of the other two sides or legs. The sum of the squares is equal to the square of the hypotenuse. The hypotenuse, the hypotenuse is equal to the square of the hypotenuse. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. That new girl Amanda is stealing stuff at work. I'm not racist, means they are, oh yeah.
Lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all.
Friendly reminders are never friendly.
Lyrics don't matter. Lyrics don't matter at all.
It has often been said that a skilled actor could read the phone book and make it fascinating. To prove that's true, The Irrelevant Show proudly presents Shakespearean actor and director and Irrelevant Show cast member, Marianne Copperthorne, reading the phone book. This has been Marianne Copperthorne reads the phone book on The Irrelevant Show. Tune in next week as Marianne reads the phone book out loud!
Hello, and welcome to On the Town. I'm your host, Dana L. Schlube. Today, we're visiting Calgary, Alberta. According to my travel book, Calgary is home to over 1 million people, is a hub for Canada's oil industry, and hosts the famous Stampede every July. Well, that may be so, but let me tell you, I didn't like Calgary at all. First of all, the getting through the airport is a nightmare. Once you go to all the trouble of getting off the plane and picking up your bags, you're going to have to wait a long time to be picked up. My aunt was over 25 minutes late getting me. She claimed it was because of traffic, but I know she was paying me back for forgetting to call her last Thanksgiving. So anyway, look forward to that. The next terrible thing about staying in Calgary is the accommodations. Think old folks' home with a dash of Norman Bates Hotel. My aunt has everything covered in plastic at her place, and nothing can be touched. Except, of course, for her dead stuffed cat, Hazel. Dana, why haven't you said hello to Hazel? Dana, why don't you pet Hazel for being such a good little kitty? Dana, do you want me to put Hazel in your room tonight? The one piece of advice I can give you, if you happen to visit Calgary, is do not let her put Hazel in your room. Because in the middle of the night, you're gonna stare at that cat and get totally freaked out because you'll be pretty sure it blinked. And then you're gonna scream, and then your aunt is gonna rush into the room with a rolling pin and be like, "Who's hurting my Hazel?" And you'll be like, "Good God, nobody's hurting it, the cat is dead." And your aunt will be like, "He's not dead, he's stoic." So that's my review of Calgary. I recommend you put off visiting it as long as you possibly can. Seriously, even if your parents recommend it as a good city for a nice niece to visit. For On the Town, I'm Dana L. Schlube. Happy travels! The Irrelevant Show presents a public service announcement. A message for Denise.
Yes, Denise, I yawned while you were talking. I should have not done that. It was rude, and I'm sorry. But it was 3 years ago! Can we please let it go and get on with our lives?
This has been a message to Denise, the grudge holder, and the Denises in all of our lives from The Irrelevant Show.
Liberty One, this is Houston, over.
Copy, Houston. What is the status?
I'm sorry, Lance. We're not going to be able to bring you home.
Wow. God. Okay. Okay, well,
We did everything we could, Lance. The boys went round the clock trying to crack this oxygen problem, but, we couldn't do it. I'm truly sorry.
I'd like to say a few words to my wife.
Of course.
Honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not going to be there for you anymore. That we didn't get more time together. Of course, I grieve for all the times we'll miss, the dreams we didn't get to live. But I don't for a moment regret the time we had. And I don't want you to have any regrets either. I love you, honey. And I don't want you to look back. I want you to be happy. You deserve it. Just remember me like this. Grateful for the time we had. Wishing only for you to be happy. And I'll be in your heart forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is going to be super powerful.
What?
You sound great. We can roll anytime.
Oh my God, you weren't recording that?
Well, Lance, you didn't say ready or 3, 2, 1. Here we go or anything. I mean, that was like giving someone a phone number without asking them if they had a pen and paper ready.
It's not like that at all.
Okay, Lance, obviously there was some miscommunication. It's been a long day here. I'm ready now. Do you still want to record?
Obviously I'm going to record.
Roll it.
All right. Janet, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry that I won't be there for you anymore. That we didn't get more time together. But I wouldn't trade a second of it. And I don't want you to look back. I want you to move forward and live a fantastic life. You deserve it. I love you, Janet. What, did you not get that again?
Well, honestly, Lance, the first take was better. I mean, that one was a little bit by the numbers.
Are you serious?
And I think honey might be a better choice than baby. You know, baby sounds like one of those awful couples on The Amazing Race. Just a thought, Lance.
What?
Look, just forget it. Just clear your head and speak from the heart. Just say what you feel.
Janet, I'm sorry that I won't see you anymore.
I'm sorry, Lance. We're getting some flare from the control panel. Can you move over about a foot to the right there?
Janet? I love you so much.
No, sorry, Lance. My right. Sorry, that always happens.
I love you, Janet.
Ah, crap.
What?
Lance, we're losing signal on your headset. You might want to swap out your battery.
My battery's dying? How much time do I...
Oh, that's better. Okay, don't move. Do not move your head.
But I'm looking away.
Perfect. Try that. Just say a couple of words right there.
Janet, I love you. I'm sorry. I want you to be happy. Are you getting that?
Great. We got it. She's going to love that.
No!
An Irrelevant Show public service announcement. A message to Grant.
Do you think there are fairies that clean the microwave, Grant? Because there aren't. In fact, when you leave your baby squid, or whatever that is, splattered all over the inside of the microwave, the molten sauces permanently bond with the interior surface and turn the microwave into a crusty, stinking, self-heating garbage can. Think about everyone else who has to use it, you idiot!
This has been a public service message from Brent and the microwave pigs in all of our lives. From The Irrelevant Show.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Marianne Copperthorne,
Jeff Haslam,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Aaron Eves, James Hartnett, and Niall Sagan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. Nasty microwave suggestion made by audience member Joe Furtuck.
Unlikely action hero consultant, Irrelevant Show listener, Majda Miller.
The show is recorded and edited by Corey Haberstock. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Shell Theater in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.